This week in the Civil War, the Confederate Congress and President Jefferson Davis sometimes disagreed on policy matters. But on Friday, April 10, 1863, Davis concurred with congressional opposition to the planting of cotton and tobacco, acknowledging, "Let fields be devoted exclusively to the production of corn, oats, beans, peas, potatoes, and other food for man and beast. Let corn be sown broadcast for fodder, and let all your efforts be directed to the prompt supply of these articles in the districts where our armies are operating." While acknowledging the critical need for foodstuffs, Davis nevertheless expressed optimism in his statement, noting, "Alone, unaided, we have met and overthrown the most formidable combination of naval and military armaments that the lust of conquest ever gathered together for the subjugation of a free people." This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.